What is authentically authentic when it comes to Shakespeare? Original pronunciation? Standing audiences? All-male casts? Or Tim from The Office plus 100 litres of fake blood, as currently seen at London's Trafalgar Theatre? One big answer to the question has been the construction of the Globe Theatre in London, offering plays by Shakespeare and his contemporaries in a reconstructed Elizabethan theatre. Our guests this time on Culture Files, Simon Bunn and Emma Pallett, are with the Shakespeare Globe Theatre Company, and as well as performing in that London house, are currently touring with another take on authentic Shakespeare, an Elizabethan booth stage. I spoke to them down ye olde Elizabethan line from London about working at the Globe and about their current travelling show, which hits the Kilkenny Arts Festival next week.
The Globe is like nowhere else I've ever performed. The atmosphere in there, you just get, it kind of feels a bit like being a rock star at times.
You come to meet your trouble. Fashion of the world is to avoid costs.
You've got 700 people standing in the yard area, and they just get, they're so supportive, and they sort of seem to hang on every word. And as the evening builds, the atmosphere just becomes so electric in there. So, and particularly for playing a comedy.
You can see everyone's faces. I think that's one of the major things that's different when you're standing on the stage anyways. The big difference is that you can just see every single person in the audience. So you feel like you can just chat to them and look them in the eye and have a conversation with them and let them into the play. And it's a really intimate space, weirdly, even though it's got 1,600 people in it. It feels very intimate. I think there's something about the outdoor element, you know, there's no roof on the Globe. I think there's something about that which frees people up. I think people don't feel like they're sitting in a dark space. They're not necessarily squashed in the dark next to someone they don't know. It's a sort of very open, liberating, you're breathing fresh air, you can see your neighbour. There's something a lot more festival spirited about it than a traditional theatre. The style is quite unique because it's very specific to the Globe, speaking out to the audience, looking them in the eye. I think even in theatre in the park style, that sometimes people try and keep the illusion of fiction away from the audience. And we sort of say, hello, you're right there, I can see you. When we are at the Globe, we have a very small set which fits onto the Globe stage, and we perform it there on the wood of the Globe stage. But when we go elsewhere, we have a small touring stage, and basically that's all that means, is that it's a small version of the Globe space, essentially, but it's very, very tiny, and we can put it anywhere. We can put it in a field, in front of a castle, in a town square, in another theatre, wherever we happen to be travelling. So when we come to Kilkenny and we play the courtyard space, we have a little set of a house, and then the front of that there is a small wooden stage, and we perform on and around that stage. And it's just to give us a little kind of focus and sort of to transport a tiny, tiny little theatre version of the Globe wherever we go. Because we are able to meet their eye, smile at them, see them laughing, hear them laughing, of course, but because we perform in a sort of shared light, and certainly in the early evening, in the summer when you're performing, you're just all outdoors, so you're all in the same light, both in Kilkenny, that will be true, and also at the Globe at the moment. So there is that sort of connection where you just acknowledge that you're two human beings having a sort of an evening together, if you know what I mean. So there is that encouragement to laugh a bit more freely, I think. People do feel a lot more open. And much more like they're involved in the world of the play, I think. But there's not so much that kind of call and response thing, but people do go ooh and ah, and laugh and boo and all that sort of stuff. So it does make the crowd quite vocal. But it's lovely to come to Kilkenny because we get to, I think it's one of our longest stints. We do about 2 weeks in Cambridge as well, but we're there for the whole of the festival. So that will be great because we can settle down and have a routine and be part of the town and actually see some of the other work that's on there. And that's a really amazing experience because you get to feel like you're something, part of something bigger, and also have a life in the day where you're not traveling, you're not thinking about where you're going next, you're not trying to book your train tickets or whatever, you're just living and playing in that town, which is very beautiful.
Emma Pallett and Simon Bubb there, who star in Much Ado About Nothing, which, as they said, plays in a booth stage at the Castle Yard at Kilkenny Design, starting on Monday. KilkennyArts.ie for more.